10:34. Welcome back to the G and Ursula Show, Thursday morning edition.
Who will be Seattle's next mayor?
I can hear you.
Ask not what your country can do for you.
It is the most important race in Seattle this August in the primary. Who is going to be the next mayor? And we've introduced you to six of the candidates so far. Our seventh guest is one of the leading candidates in terms of money raised for his campaign. Andrew Houston is an architect. He is a housing activist, and he joins us now on the G and Ursula Show. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Good. Thank you so much for joining us. So I am going through some articles written about you, and according to Publicola, you want to increase the minimum wage to $23 an hour. You want to build 2,500 tiny homes for people who are living unsheltered. And you want to use neighborhood planning to develop Barcelona-style car light super blocks. So you're going to have to explain that because I don't know what that is. And you also want to cut the Seattle Police Department's budget in half. Do I got all that correct? Okay, because we have limited time.
Right.
Okay, so I want to start because we've asked everyone the same thing who's come onto the show. What is your plan to address the homelessness crisis, and how is it different from your opponents?
Yep. So I think that really just starts with that 2,500 tiny homes. And what it really is recognizing is that currently in Seattle, we have about 3,500 people who are currently unsheltered. That means they are not in one of our other support services. They are not even in an RV. These are the unsanctioned encampments and tents that people see outside every day. And so what we are saying is that we need to directly bring those people in and provide them a sense of permanence as the direct response to be acknowledging that we are in an emergency. And so that is the short-term goal, with the long-term goal being that we invest additional money into permanently affordable housing. That way we can actually get people into that system and out of homelessness.
Defunding the police by 50%. I saw, and Ursula made sure she said that and you agreed. Your plan or your want to of defunding the police by 50%, is that something you still want to do and why?
Yep. So what we are really focused on is acknowledging that what we are doing is resetting the police budget back to what it was in 2010 and acknowledging that the increase in funding that has happened since then has not seen the same and equitable increase in safety across the city. And so what we are doing is acknowledging what community has asked for, especially last year with all the protests, and investing in alternatives for public safety that are non-NARM responses. That means expanding great programs that we have, like Health One, as well as investing in resources like a universal basic income pilot so that we can actually provide the resources that people need so that they don't even commit crimes in the first place.
Let's just say that you did, and you did defund the police by 50%. Right now here in Seattle, we already have kind of a bit of a problem with some of the Seattle police leaving the department, and something like that would probably cause those to leave more because they see that. What would you do about that? Do you think that this would help with the morale within the police department?
Oh, well, I mean, morale is already really bad, and it has been for quite a while. What we've really seen, especially given a lot of the issues, and I know that this was just discussed about the January 6th insurrection, is that there is a lot of bad blood between the police department as well as the community. And so it's going to take a significant amount of time in order to really improve and restore that relationship to anything that can be seen as a true community belief and trust back into the police department. That's part of the reason why I'm also committed to running for two terms, is acknowledging that that work is going to take time. At the same token, we also need to be able to ensure that we provide public safety to all Seattleites. And so that's why I've made it very clear that what I am aiming for is 100% public safety, but less than 50% of that is relying on the police.
And as many cities across the country are realizing, the whole idea, and I think for Democrats are realizing, this whole idea of defunding the police has been somewhat disastrous. And
well, I would argue against that, actually. I think what it is that people have not been able to properly articulate the points to it, and what they're missing is that other piece, which is you're investing in community. What you're saying is that we need non-armed responses. We need mental health responses to crises, and not simply a person with a gun.
Okay,
that is what we are focused on, and yeah, that is what I'm going to do.
And I hear you on that, but what has happened and what we're seeing in Seattle, even without with defunding far shorter than the initial 50%, I don't even understand, quite frankly, where 50% came from, other than it sounds good. To be honest, because you haven't put together, and the city council, and this is one of the criticisms I have of the city council, there was no plan before they said we're cutting it by 50%. It sounds good for certain groups, but it doesn't seem like it's something that would help the city, which is right now dealing with an increase in crime.
Well, so that I'll say for myself, the number comes from, again, saying that we are going to reset the budget back to what it was in 2010, which was just a bit over $200 million, and using the funds that we take from saving that and investing it into alternatives. So I know that we don't have a lot of time to go into all of them, but I've mentioned a few. For example, the Universal Basic Income Program, as well as investing in some of our responses that are community-led already. For example, WHEAL and other forms of outreach for homelessness, as opposed to using a navigation team, which we have used in the past. The other thing that I'm really focused on is expanding our community service officer program, as well as something that's called a public safety outreach coordinator. So there actually is only one of these, and most people don't even know that this position exists, but this is someone who specifically is involved in South Park and in that neighborhood to provide those people information and resources for public safety. And so what I'm saying is that that is a successful program, and it's something that that neighborhood loves. And so we are going to expand that program and actually put it in other places. At the end of the day, my goal is not just that we are providing public safety, but what you will actually see is an increase in the number of individuals from the city who are actively engaged and outside in all of our neighborhoods.
This is the voice of Andrew Houston. He's better known as Ace, by the way. So Ace, we only got about one more minute. And let me ask you this. If there's a lot of problems, obviously, with the city of Seattle, but what is the one problem that for you that will be the toughest challenge that you believe that this city is facing and that you will have to really address? What's the one problem?
I would say that the biggest problem in our city right now is housing. And I say that because it is a systemic issue that needs to be addressed, not just in policy, but really digging deep into how we actually build housing in the city. And so that is one of the biggest reasons I'm running as an architect, using the knowledge that I've had of trying to build housing in the city, because I believe fully that when it comes to our affordability issue, our homelessness issue, and even the climate crisis that we're dealing with, that all of those things are tied to housing. So that when we allow for more people to live in our city and we allow for more affordable housing across Seattle, you will see a marked improvement in all of those things, and including that, a reduction in the amount of crime that we see.
Ace, I didn't ask you specifically this car light super block idea. Can you explain that just real briefly?
Yep. So what we're really focused on is acknowledging that in order to achieve our climate goals, we need more people to be able to walk and bike and get safely to all the things that they need in their everyday. And so we are planning on working with every single neighborhood to provide some open space, really areas for community to be able to get involved and really be together in community in public.
Andrew Houston, also known as Ace, we thank you for your time. Appreciate you joining us on the G and Ursula Show.
Yep. Thank you all so much. Have a good one.
And to find out more about you, your website?
Yep. That is AGH4, the number 4, SEA.com.
Appreciate you. Thank you so much.